And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Well, good morning or good day, whichever it is for you. This is the Daily Inspiration, and thank you for calling in. We started yesterday looking at offerings and sacrifices, and I want to continue that here today, and we're going to look at the offering and sacrifice that Cain and Abel brought unto the Lord, and we're looking at Genesis chapter 4. So, if you have your Bibles, you can turn there. It says in verse 1, And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. So here we have the story of these first two children that were ever born on the earth from our first parents, Adam and Eve. And the firstborn was Cain, secondborn was Abel. And we see here that this covers a big span of time from the time of conception until the time of where these two young men are grown and offering up sacrifices, and we don't really know how old they were. We don't know how long these 8 verses here describe, but we're looking at sacrifices and offerings, and it doesn't say here that God commanded them to bring an offering, but they brought an offering, whether they did it from their own mind that they should bring an offering, or whether they did it because God had given Adam and Eve coats of skin to cover their nakedness after they sinned, and Adam and Eve then made clothes out of fig leaves, and God then provided them coats of skin. And the only way that you can get coats of skin was from an animal, and so it seems that God slew some animals or whatever so that they could have these coats of skin. And so I don't know if that was the example they used, that they made an offering. Maybe Adam and Eve offered, it's not told in the Bible that they did, that they brought offerings unto the Lord. But anyway, it says here that Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and it's only natural then that he would bring of the fruit of his sheep there, a lamb. And Cain was a tiller of the ground, and it's only natural then that he would bring an offering from the ground, fruits and vegetables. And it says here that that the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And they had a dialogue there. God and Cain had a dialogue, and God said to Cain that, there was some reason or some way that God showed or said or whatever that he had respect for the one and not respect for the other, and it made Cain upset. And the Lord said, Why are you wroth? Why are you angry? And he says, If you do well, you shall also be accepted. But if you don't do well, sin lieth at the door. And I think that this picture here of these two offerings is two types of religion. And actually, the two types of all the religions of the world, I think are pictured here in these two offerings. One offering is from the fruit of the ground, which is a lot of hard work. Even God told them that you're going to till the ground and it's going to be from the sweat of your brow, and that was the punishment that God had given, at least part of the punishment that God had given to Adam for disobeying, for sin, for sinning in the garden there. And so it represents his hard work. It represents his hard labor. It represents his the work of his hands and those kind of things. And Abel's offering was a lamb. And now he would have to, you know, take care of the sheep. He would have to do some work involved in that. But actually, a lamb, there's not much work to that. The mother is feeding the lamb, and it's, you know, he didn't give birth to the lamb. The mother gave birth to the lamb. There's not much labor involved. And what it was the offering he gave was a blood offering. He killed that lamb, offered it unto the Lord. The lamb didn't deserve to die. The lamb had no reason to die, but it was an offering that he was giving of the fruit of his flock. And on the other hand, Cain's offering was the labor of his hands, the work of his hands, the sweat of his brow. And what I said there about two types of religion, there's a religion of works that we need to do something to please the Lord, or we need to do something to earn our right standing with God. We need to, like Islam, they pray five times a day, and they also have their time where they go to Mecca for their Hajj or whatever it's called there, and they have different washings that they do, and they have giving to the poor, that they need to do those kind of things. And they're fast during Ramadan for the month, where they fast during the daylight hours. So these works, these works of their hands, their labor, they feel like it's going to make God pleased with them. And even in the Jehovah Witnesses, they knock on so many doors, and they have, if they, you know, have a quota to do or something, I'm not exactly sure how that goes, but there's different things that there's the works, the things that people are doing to try to make God pleased with them. And that was what Cain was doing. He brought the sweat of his brow, the work of his hands, the fruit of the ground that he gave, and it wasn't acceptable to the Lord. And the reason why is because there was the lamb that was slain was a picture and a type of something that was going to come years and years later, when Jesus Christ would hang on the cross and die for our sins. There's nothing that we can do to earn our salvation. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ that we can be saved. And this offering that Abel brought was an offering that was a foretype, a picture of what God was going to do later on. And that's why I believe it was acceptable to the Lord. It was a blood offering. It was a lamb that didn't have any fault. It was a perfect lamb, spotless lamb, and there was no reason for this lamb to die, but it was offered up to the Lord, and that's what God was pleased with. And I believe that's what this story is about. It's about two types of religion. There's religions that are full of works, but they're not going to be acceptable to the Lord. And even our own selves, we can try to do many things. We can try to dress right or whatever we think, and we have this idea that we're going to earn our salvation by the works of our hands, by what we do. But we have to realize that the fruit of that is just Cain's sacrifices. we need to come to the place where we receive Christ and we see that it was His blood that was shed for our sins, and that alone, that nothing that we can't atone for our own sin. The Lord Jesus Christ atoned for our sins. But once we are born again, yes, we are going to want to do things that please the Lord, but not as something to earn our salvation, but something to because we want to serve the Lord, we want to love Him, we want to obey Him, we want to follow Him, we want to do what He says, and those kind of things. And that's completely different than trying to earn our salvation by what we're doing. So I hope that's clear to you today. It's two types of religions. Maybe you can ponder some of that. If you have any questions, you can call me about it. My phone number is 717-333-1786. I'd love to hear from you. But this is what I see here in these two offerings, the one from the fruit of the ground, the sweat of the brow, and the other from the sheep, the lamb, the spotless lamb that was a type and a picture of Jesus Christ giving His life for you and for me. Well, God bless you today. Thank you for calling in.